You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
A couple of weeks ago, a new study came out looking at the perspectives of older New Zealanders and their perspectives of climate change. The report found that older generations are increasing their belief of climate change at the same rate as younger generations. I reached out to the author of the report, Tassiano Milfont, a psychologist from Vic Uni, to discuss what it was all about. I started by asking him whether he was surprised by the results.
We found that there is a generation gap at the initial level of climate beliefs. So we measured two core climate beliefs. The items were climate change is real, so the reality of climate change, and the other one, climate change is caused by humans, so anthropogenic climate change. So we found that there is a generation gap on the starting level, so younger people tend to have higher levels of these climate change beliefs. But interestingly, we found that there was no gap in the rate of change, meaning that older people are increasing the levels of climate change beliefs at the same rate as younger people in New Zealand. So that was quite surprising. And as we argue in the article, it provides some hope, because to tackle the issue, we need action from people across ages. As Greta often argues, it's unfair to put the responsibility to younger generations, because older people often hold positions of power and they can, you know, lead the change more than younger people.
Well, you mentioned Greta Thunberg.
Yes.
Do you think she and her broader movement has had an impact on older people's beliefs? And do you think there are any other factors driving this change?
For sure. I think she's quite vocal, and I think she's quite honest in her position. And I think there are many ways to measure her impact. You know, you can see world leaders, how they react to her, and including Trump and others, negatively. So if she wasn't making any impact, they would just disregard what she was saying. That is one indication. Others have been talking about the Greta effect, showing that there was actually a greater influence of her discourse and her actions, the school strikes, you know, across the globe, not only for younger generations, but also for older generations. So I think she has had an impact. Another thing I believe is the way change has been the way the media communicates climate science. In the past, or not long ago, there is a lot of discussion about the reality of it, if it was real or not. And the media spent a lot of time giving voice for people saying that it's not, you know, it's not happening. And often these folks didn't really have any scientific background to be in the media. Now I think that there are journalists who specialize, so that's one thing that has shifted. And you can see that also in the political discourse. Not long ago, even in New Zealand, the elections, when climate change were brought to the table, the discussion was about the reality of it. And now we have moved past that, and it's more about what should we do to tackle the issue.
Talking about elections and political debates, do you think the increase of older people believing in climate change is going to create some tangible change politically?
It's hard to say, but hopefully it will do. One positive aspect about New Zealand politics is that we do not tend to be supporters of a particular political party, like it happens in Brazil or in more strongly in the U.S., So in the U.S., if you are Republican, you identify as a Republican and you never vote for another party. And that's not the same here in New Zealand. And I think last year's election indicates that quite clearly, even for individuals who tend to support the National Party and vote for the National Party, last year they voted for the other party. I think there is this political flexibility in New Zealand. I believe that there is less contradiction or political tension in a way. I believe across the board the parties agree on the issues that we need to tackle, but they disagree on how to tackle them and how fast to tackle them.
And so you mentioned there is still differences in how people believe we should tackle climate change and how fast to tackle it. Has there been any research into different demographics perspectives on that? Is there perhaps a generation gap there?
I'm unaware of that, but the urgency for taking action would be different, psychologically speaking, because for older people, most likely they are not going to be alive to experience the extreme impacts of climate change. So the urgency, I believe, is stronger for younger populations. There is quite a bit of discussion going on in some research on eco-anxiety and climate anxiety as a result of it, because people are much more aware of the impacts climate change are going to cause in their lifetime.
Well, talking about different generations, one thing I was interested in is that this research compares attitudes over the past decade. Are older people changing their minds, or is it rather just the people defined as older people are changing?
Yeah, that's a really good question, because we tested these both explanations. In our article, we didn't look at only age, but also we look at cohort effect, because we know that the period people are born can influence how they react to issues. So when we talked about that climate change beliefs increase at the same rate as younger people, we're actually talking about both of these phenomena. So we including age as a continuum, but we're also looking at cohort at the same time. So our model, our statistical model, test both of these at the same time. So based on our data, we can say that the findings are not a result of a particular aging effect or cohort effect, because we control for it, or we model them together.
We were talking about Greta Thunberg just before, and the whole climate strike movement, it's really ramped up in the past few years and I think come to the forefront of people's minds. When you're looking at the data over the past 10 years, has the change been fairly linear year to year?
We didn't look at that specifically. As I mentioned before, others have looked at what they call the Greta effect. They would look at climate change beliefs before Greta was in the media and afterwards, and they see that there is an increase. We look at the overall picture across 10 years instead of a particular phenomenon like Greta being on the media. But as I mentioned, I do believe she has had a great influence. You know, I think the movement is still quite strong, giving voice to young people.
And finally, how do you expect attitudes to change in the future? Is there going to be an increase over time in people believing in climate change?
This is an empirical question. Hopefully we'll get funding to keep the survey going. Our goal is to have the data happening for at least 20 years, so we'll be able to monitor even more. And in these 20 years, the physical reality of climate change is becoming even more present. A few weeks ago, with a big storm in Wellington, people could really see, and there is a lot of discussion about sea level rise. So when people start getting exposed to this phenomenon or the consequence of climate change, perhaps the reality will become even more salient, and mitigation and adaptation actions will become again also salient for them to do something about it. It's interesting to note, or important to note, that scientists have been arguing about this climate change effect becoming more and more frequent for a long time. Yeah, so we are now seeing, you know, what scientists have been talking about. So hopefully things will change.
That was Professor Tarciano Milfont on older generations' views of climate change.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.